USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is busy looking through resumes of candidates for the Supreme Court, so said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Biden hopes to nominate a successor to retiring Justice Stephen Breyer by the end of February. President Biden also establishing a White House competition council to tackle economic issues such as the inflation surge. This as Republican Congressman Kevin Brady joins Fox News and criticizes the Biden administration for the inflation surge the United States is experiencing.
Early on, look, the president made a number of mistakes to make the economy worse, especially in inflation. I think driving trillions of new government spending as we were already coming out of really the worst part of the pandemic, economically at least.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The alleged Michigan school shooter's attorneys are discussing his possible defense. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, James Gemmel has the story.
Oxford High School shooting suspect Ethan Crumbly will use the insanity defense. That's according to a legal notice filed today in a Michigan district court. The 15-year-old is accused of gunning down four students and injuring seven others on November 30th. He pleaded not guilty this month to 24 charges, including first-degree murder and terrorism.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is accusing President Biden of not caring about drugs and human trafficking. The Republican governor telling reporters the White House is letting fentanyl and people come into the United States through Mexico. The governor adding Texas will enforce United States laws on the border by capturing drug cartel and smugglers and building a wall on the border. The governor hosting 12 attorneys generals on the border with him today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Thursday is Holocaust Remembrance Day, in which the world honors the memory of the 6 million Jews and other victims killed by the Nazis throughout the 1930s and 40s. Margaret Freelander survived imprisonment at a concentration camp in the Czech Republic. Speaking through translation on Thursday, she raises concern about anti-democracy advocates using anti-Semitism to fuel their beliefs.
100 years. I've had to see how symbols of our exclusion by the Nazis, the so-called Jewish Star, Star of David, are shamelessly being used today by the new enemies of democracy.
A report by the World Zionist Organization and the Jewish Advocacy Council found 2021 had the most reported anti-Semitic incidents in a decade, despite no Jews being killed in those incidents. Spotify has pulled left-wing rocker Neil Young's music from its platform after the performer demanded that the company either remove his music or blacklist Joe Rogan and his popular podcast. Young making the demand in protest against Rogan interviewing medical experts who criticize United States COVID-19 policies. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.